Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Kathy Buchanan, who is a co-owner of Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. Last week was the Carpet One show in Dallas, but before we get to that, let me ask you real quickly. You have a very successful store in Westland, Michigan, which is halfway between Detroit and Ann Arbor. Tell us how retail sales are doing in the flooring business in your area.
Well, just to backtrack a little bit, our 2015 year was quite successful. With always hopes and anticipation that this next year is going to be even better. So come May, we were up about 8%, which is, you know, tremendous for us. But then we struggled tremendously. Actually, I'm going to use the word awful.
Yeah.
June was, I don't want to ever relive June again. Did not have a whole lot of traffic. Even though we did have a national sale through Carpet One, I think across the board and talking with other dealers during our summer convention, I think June was bad for everybody, both the manufacturers and retailers out there. No explanation. I have no idea what it was, but July seems to be doing much better. We started off gung-ho, and it seems to be progressing on. It could possibly be our same Miesto promotion that we're having. It could be that it's so awfully hot outside that people are just wanting to shop inside. I don't know. I can't really put a pulse on it, but we'll take every little bit that we possibly can.
Well, that's interesting. So when you compare June over June from last year, June was much lower?
Yeah, we were down about 12% in June.
How about that? Okay, very interesting. But as you roll up year-to-date performance versus year-to-date performance from the year before, because sometimes, you know, you might get business in April, and that'll take away from business in June. Tell me what that number is, roughly.
I think right now we're about 2.8%, say 3% up from 2015. So I really shouldn't be complaining.
Yeah.
But I'm very competitive natured. Yeah, I always want to do better.
All right, well, let's move to Texas. That convention was last week. Give us some of the highlights and some of the key takeaways from that meeting.
Well, our theme was focus, and basically focusing on what we are doing well, focusing on products, focusing on marketing, focusing on how to be a better retailer. And it wasn't an introduction to anything really new.
Mm-hmm.
There were no new product introductions, nothing to bring out onto the showroom floor with the exception of some retrofits. As you know, Kemp, I'm sure, talking with other retailers, what is hot right now are LVTs and WPCs.
Right.
So our laminate department has shrunk business-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what we are doing as Carpet One dealers is we're taking one of our branded displays and we are cutting it like in a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking a portion of that, introducing it back into the LVT department, and we are going to have 30 exclusive Cortex products under our Invincible H2O program. The display itself is 14 feet in length,
yeah,
which is quite large for housing a laminate program that's not, you know, promoting a lot of business. So 4 feet of it is going to be separated, and that 4 feet is going to be retrofitted into our Invincible H2O program utilizing U.S. Floor's Cortex product. And again, it's going to be all exclusive to Carpet One. So there's going to be 30 SKUs. We also talked about marketing. Each year we have 4 national campaigns, and in the summer convention we are introduced to the fall campaign, and the marketing department did a fabulous job bringing in new, fresh ideas. I don't want to share because I want people to enjoy them when they do air, when direct mailer pieces come out, but they're very sharp, they're very fun. And a lot of thought went into these national campaigns. So we have 2, August through October, and then October through the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
And those marketing campaigns really stirred a lot of interest among the members, so that was wonderful. We also had our town hall with Howard and Rick.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. It always gives the members an opportunity to speak with our CEOs and get a pulse on what the business is like outside of Carpet One, through other retailers out there. That's always a wonderful opportunity to chat and for the management to hear from their members.
Mm-hmm.
We also focused on the top 10 processes to make your stores better, whether it be to be a better retailer, to be a better showroom, to improve on signage. And that was actually one of the top 20 aspects of our convention. So that was really quite interesting. And Kemp, I know that you've been present at some of our conventions. Mm-hmm. We had key speakers, and this year's key speakers just hit it out of the ballpark. We had Robert Rome from the DISC program, and then we had Scott McCain, who finished our convention, and he hit us all on the nose. He was fabulous, very, very motivational, and I think people are leaving summer convention with a lot of positiveness for the fall season.
Okay, now I've looked at your Facebook page. I guess you came up with a great suggestion in the best practices category, and you won an award, didn't you?
I did. I won a GoPro. I'm so excited. I'm going to take the GoPro to New York City this September when a number of my fellow Carpet One members join with the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and we are going to do the 5K. And so then when I come back, everybody in my store can experience what I'm experiencing, because it is a life-changing event.
What was your idea? Do you mind sharing it?
Yeah, it has to do with our showroom. You know, there are a lot of flooring retailers out there, especially in Michigan. It is a metropolitan area, so there are box stores, there are a number of carpet stores in close proximity. You have to make your store, you have to drive people into your store, but once they're there, they have to feel that they have found the perfect place to purchase their flooring, mm-hmm. or their cabinets or their window treatment.
Yeah.
So what that means is you have to have proper signage. You need to make some excitement. There needs to be an aroma in the store that's not carpet fibers, because sometimes that can be very distracting.
Yeah.
Your samples need to be put in order. Your showroom floors need to be vacuumed. Your wall treatment needs to be fresh. You can't have discontinued display floors on your showroom floor. Your salespeople need to have their name tags on and make a presentation. It's basically becoming almost like grand opening ready every day of the year. It's as if maybe you're expecting the President of the United States to come into your showroom, so you want everything to be shiny and sparkly, and it needs to be like that all the time. So it's very important as an owner to come into the store without blinders on. We sometimes see our stores day in and day out exactly the same, and we need to look at it in the consumer's eyes.
All right, Kathy, appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan as she reviews the highlights from last week's Carpet One show in Texas, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.